play an old fiddle tune now. One I learned growing up in the mountains of western North Carolina, around Asheville. There was a guy there named Marvin Faulkner, who was one of six or eight old-time fiddlers there that I got to grow up with. They were, you know, well into their 70s and 80s when I was a teenager, and just a wealth of information and encouragement for young kid, you know, just eager to learn whatever from these guys. And all the different fiddlers, my grandfather was one of them too. They all sort of had a repertoire of tunes that they would take around with them to different jam sessions and gatherings where we would all play. And this was one of Marvin's tunes, and he claims he learned it. There was a guy named Tommy Bell, who was another fiddler from Georgia that came up to North Carolina later, that brought this tune with him. And he claimed he learned it from Tommy, and it's I've never heard it anywhere else, which is really interesting. I've just come across a version from the Sons of the Pioneers that sort of maybe a take on it. But as of yet, I've not found anybody that plays this tune other than Marvin at this point. So it's I really like it. It's one of my favorite tunes. It's called The High Heel Shoe. And I have it on a CD back there called Bluegrass Guitar. And actually, on the last track, if you just leave it there and don't take it out and throw it out the window, you let it keep going, you'll hear Marvin talk about the tune, and you'll hear him play it. It's really good. It's worth the record. All the guitar music before there is just kind of...
You got the duet out. Record with you?
I do have the duet record, Russ.
Well, we need to say something about Brian. We did a record of duets with various guitar players, and I was feel honored to have been included on one duet, which we may get to play in a minute here. But
I got to record with all my heroes and friends and Russ.
And me too. Wait a minute. It's a great record, and Brian actually won a Grammy for it. So let's hear it.